This morning's reading comes from the book of Acts, chapter 16, verses 16 through 34. One day, as we were going to the place of prayer, we met a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owners a great deal of money by fortune telling. While she followed Paul and us, she would cry out, "These men are slaves of the Most High God, who proclaim to you a way of salvation." She kept doing this for many days. But Paul, very much annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, "I order you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out that very hour. But when her owners saw that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the authorities. When they had brought them before the magistrates, they said, "These men are disturbing our city. They are Jews and are advocating customs that are not lawful for us as Romans to adopt or observe." The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates had them stripped of their clothing and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After they had given them a severe flogging, they threw them into prison and ordered the jailer to keep them securely. Following these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. Now about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was an earthquake so violent that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were unfastened. When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors wide open, he drew his sword and he was about to kill himself, since he supposed that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted in a loud voice, "Don't harm yourself, for we are all here." The jailer called for the lights, and rushing in, he fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them outside and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They answered, "Believe on the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." They spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. At the same hour of the night, he took them and washed their wounds. Then he and his entire family were baptized without delay. He brought them up into the house and set food before them. And he and his entire household rejoiced that he had become a believer in God.
Well, I'm delighted to be here. It's nice to be at Groton City, where all of the people come from the cornfields and join us. And it's nice to have farmers around. On the other hand, I'm just delighted to be here. About a month or so ago, I read a story that was told originally by Randy Hammer about a major incident that happened to a woman named Karen Hartley. Karen Hartley is a computer software developer. When she was 30 years old, she was skiing at Powder Mountain in Utah. And it was Christmas Eve. And after skiing down an ungroomed powder, she was stranded. And she couldn't get back up the mountain. The snowcat that she had hoped would take her to the top of the mountain was not working that day. Karen yelled for help for a couple of hours. But she knew that somehow nobody was going to hear her and she wasn't going to be rescued, at least that evening. At about 7 o'clock, She ate a candy bar, and that was the only semblance of food that she had with her. The temperature dropped, and it dropped into the single digits. So what could she do? She began to dance in the dark on music that she ran through her head. She sang this music in her head and danced in the dark. All night long, Karen sang and danced alone. The best thing I could think to do, she said, was to keep my brain occupied by singing in my head all of the songs that I knew and keeping warm by dancing in the dark. I went through all of the old disco songs, the show tunes that I knew, the popular and current stuff, even Christmas carols, and even camp songs that I learned as a girl, she said. I sang and danced all night long until dawn. It was the only way I could think to keep warm, dancing and singing in the dark. Thanks to Karen Hartley's ingenuity and unwillingness to give up, she kept herself from freezing to death, and she was rescued the next morning, cold but otherwise unhurt. Many people given the same situation would just sit down in the powdered snow and just give up and die. But the ones who come out on top of life and faith in the face of challenges that rise before them, writes Randy Hammer, they're the ones who are willing to be a bit unconventional, and they're the ones who survive. The scripture this morning from the Acts of the Apostles tells the story of Paul and Silas being falsely accused of disturbing the city of Philippi by some men who were taking advantage of a mentally disturbed woman whom Paul managed to help. And when the men realized, after they had seen the woman begin to act normal, when they realized that their source of money was gone, they became angry, you can imagine, with Paul and with Silas. And they grabbed the two men and they hauled them off to the magistrate. And there were some people that gathered together to see what was going on, and they managed to get the people to support them as they brought Paul and Silas to the magistrates. And they told the magistrates that these men, Paul and Silas, were Jews who were advocating something that were not, things that were not lawful for Romans to adopt or to observe. They managed to stir everybody up and the magistrates as well. And the magistrates had them stripped of their clothing and beaten with rods and thrown into the city jail in the back cell, and they had chains put on them and told the jailer to guard them closely. What the magistrates did not know was that Paul and Silas were Roman citizens who should not have been beaten or thrown in jail. But that comes in the second half of this story, and we're not going to deal with that unless you want to read it. Comes after our scripture. Okay, I won't pay any attention to you. So here were Paul and Silas, not trapped by a cold mountain, but nevertheless trapped in a jail cell with shackles on their ankles. And though they couldn't dance in the dark, they could sing. And sing they did. And they went through the I'm sure they were singing the hymns that we would consider the book of Psalms, because that was the Bible book of hymns. And there they were, singing in the dark and praising God despite being chained. And as it happened, there came an earthquake that night. And the earthquake shook the jail enough to loosen the chains and open all of the doors in the jail. But none of the people escaped. They all stayed there because they were fascinated hearing Paul and Silas singing to God as they were jailed. And I'm sure they were just fascinated by that. And so they stayed where they were. And when the jailer realized that the jail cells were all open, he took out his sword. He was going to fall on his sword to commit suicide because he knew that when the magistrates knew that all of the people in jail that he was supposed to guard had escaped, he would be condemned to death anyway. And he decided that he would end his life rather than have them execute him in some horrible means. But Paul shouted to him that the prisoners were still inside and he had no need to harm himself. Well, that was hard for him to believe. He grabbed a torch, ran into the jail, and he looked, and sure enough, Paul was telling him the truth. They were all there. And the Bible says he fell at the feet of Paul and Silas, and he asked them how he could become what they were. And Paul and Silas told him all he had to do was become a follower of Jesus, and he would find the joy that they had. I think it's interesting that he immediately took Paul and Silas to his own home, and he dressed their wounds, and he fed them, and he allowed them to speak to his whole household. And the whole household became followers of Jesus. And all because Paul and Silas refused to give up because of the very bad circumstances, but rather chose to sing and praise God in the dark. About the story Randy Hammer has written, we certainly cannot expect a ground-shaking earthquake every time we sing in the dark. However, experience has taught us, as in the case of the black slaves, that singing through the dark nights of life can help us make the burdens a little lighter and the days a little brighter. Martin Luther King Jr. has written about this. He wrote, "Our eternal message of hope is that dawn will come. Our slave foreparents realized this. They were never unmindful of the fact of midnight. For always there was the rawhide whip and there was the auction block where families were separated. When they thought of the agonizing darkness of midnight, they sang. Encompassed by staggering midnight, but believing that morning would come, they sang. When darkness falls on our lives, financial disaster, or maybe the loss of a loved one, or the breakup of a relationship, or other troubles and trials, we can take one of two actions. One of them is we can give up in despair. We can sit down and, in the cold snow of life, pull ourselves up into a fetal position and die. But Paul and Silas didn't do that. And neither did Karen Hartley, who sang and danced all night in the dark. Or when darkness falls on our lives, we can follow their example. We can dance and sing in the dark. In other words, we can keep the faith. We can pray. We can, during these dark, difficult times in our lives, remember the words of the psalmist in Psalm 18, when he wrote, "It is you, O Lord, who light up my lamp. The Lord, my God, lights up my darkness. For those with faith in God, the darkness is not dark." You've heard it said, when life hands you lemons, make lemonade, right? Work with your problem. Roll with the punches. Believe that all things can work for good for those who love the Lord, who are called according to his purposes, which is what Paul wrote to the Romans. Be innovative, be imaginative, be creative, maybe even a little bit unconventional if you have to, but don't give up. About midnight, Paul and Silas were singing hymns, the scripture tells us. What a concept. Singing in the dark at midnight in a prison cell with feet bound in stocks, with backs wounded from the beating. Singing in the dark. I'm sure you may wonder if any of this is possible for the people in Kentucky who have lost so much in the floods, or those who have their lives upended by the terrible war in Ukraine, or the parents who lost children in the terrible shooting in Texas, or maybe the many others whose lives have been disrupted by tragedy. Well, I can only cite the example of the parents who lost a child in the terrible Sandy Hook shooting some years ago, who are keeping on lobbying Congress in order to change the gun control laws. They haven't given up on life. They have continued to live and to make the death of their child count for something. And I think we need to pray that the people of Kentucky or the people of Ukraine might be able to do the same thing. Let's hope they can eventually sing and dance in the dark. Shall we pray? Holy God, when life becomes so terribly dark for us, we pray that we might remember the experience of Paul and Silas, who are able to sing praises to you even in the dark. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.